Listen. What you will hear next is designed for your ear and your imagination. It is drama, NBC radio drama. It is The Experiment Number 2. Several weeks ago, we presented our first experiment featuring two science fiction classics. The response from you, our audience, was exceptional, and we thank you. Now, our second experiment, an original play written for radio by Harry W. Junkin, entitled Long Distance. Our star in one of the most challenging roles in radio repertory, Jan Miner.
But, Warden, you don't understand. After all, you're the warden of the prison.
Mrs. Jax, I can't just act on your say-so. You've left it too late. I'd like to help you.
Warden, try to understand. I've called the governor, but I can't get him. This letter proves that my husband didn't commit the murder. Why can't I make you see? My husband would never have been found guilty if we could have produced this letter at the trial.
Mrs. Jax, we always have these telephone calls before an execution. I know how you feel. I'm terribly sorry for you. But there's nothing I can do. You didn't produce this letter.
Well, I know we didn't produce it. That's what I'm telling you. I found it tonight, quite by accident, between the lining and the covering of my overnight bag. If we could have produced it at the trial, my husband would never have been... Well, the case would have been dismissed. Can't you understand that? He's innocent. You're executing an innocent man.
But, Mrs. Jax, I tell you, it's not in my power. I know how you feel. Believe me, I do. But you telephoned me half an hour before an execution... Start talking about some letter you found. I just can't do it, Mrs. Jax. It's something that's out of my hands. I don't have the proper authority.
Oh, stupid. I tell you, this letter changes everything. At least you can delay the execution for 24 hours until you've investigated. Now, you can't kill him, I tell you. It's monstrous. Wicked.
Mrs. Jax, believe me, I can't do anything.
Well, then
for
you can. There must be somebody.
The governor is the only man in New York State who can stay in a...
Well, I tell you, I called him. He's out of town. The lieutenant governor's out of town. Everyone's out of town. And it's only half an hour until they...
Mrs. Jax, believe me, I'd like to help.
But he's innocent, I tell you. This letter proves he's innocent.
Mrs. Jax, who was the appeal judge?
McLean. Judge McLean.
Well, under the circumstances, I mean, naturally, we want to be just... If you could get Judge McLean to phone me here at the prison, I'll delay the execution 24 hours.
You will?
Judge McLean is the only man who can help you. I'm sorry.
Oh, my thanks. I'll call him. McLean, here it is. Judge John C. Eldorado, 50599. Eldorado 5599. E. L. Please, God, let him be in. Answer.
Hello?
Is Judge McLean there, please?
No, I'm sorry, he's not. He's out of town.
Out of town?
Well, this is Mrs. McLean speaking. May I take a message?
Where is he?
Well, he went to San Francisco the day before yesterday. Who is speaking?
San Francisco? You mean he's on a train somewhere?
No, he flew out. Who is this?
Mrs. McLean. It's Mrs. Jack speaking. Mrs. Leon Jack.
Oh.
Do you know who I am?
Oh, yes, I know.
Mrs. McLean, you've got to help me. I don't know if you remember at the trial, there was a lot of talk about a letter which never turned up. We couldn't produce a letter that would prove my husband was in Canada on Armistice Day and couldn't have committed the murder. Well, I've never given up looking for it. And tonight, I found it, quite by accident. It had slipped down between the lining and the covering of my overnight bag. I knocked the bag down off the shelf and it sprang open and the letter fell out. Are you listening?
Yes, I'm listening.
Well, I phoned the prison. For a moment, I was so stunned. Anyway, I phoned the prison and they told me that Judge McLean was the only man who could stop them from killing Leon. If I could just talk to Judge McLean, I mean, he'd recognize at once the importance of my finding this letter. The man at the prison doesn't understand that the whole prosecution rested on the fact that we couldn't produce the letter at the trial.
Mrs. Jax, when is the execution?
In a little over 20 minutes.
Oh, no.
I've never given up. That's why I'm not at the prison with Leon. I've never stopped working to try to prove his innocence. I just got back from Canada tonight, was going out to be with him, and then I found it. Oh, Mrs. McLean, I've got to talk to your husband.
Mrs. Jacks, phone him in San Francisco. He's at the Golden State Hotel.
Golden State Hotel?
Yes, he always stays there. I'm sure you can reach him.
All right, I'll try. Thanks.
Now, please let me know if there's anything else
yes.
I can do.
Yes, thank you.
I know it'll be all right. I know it'll be.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Long distance?
Long distance. I want to call San Francisco, the Golden State Hotel. Judge J.C. McLean.
Judge J.C. McLean.
That's right.
Is that M.C. capital L-E-A-N?
That's right.
Golden State Hotel, San Francisco.
Yes, operator.
And what is your number, madam?
It's Region 4-9970.
Region 4-9970.
Yes, operator.
And your name, madam?
Mrs. Leon Jacks. J-A-C-K-S.
Thank you, madam. I will call you.
Operator, this is a very important call. How long will you be?
The circuits are busy, madam. I will call you.
But how long will it take?
It's hard to say, madam. I'll call you as soon as
Operator, I have to know how long this call will take. It's very urgent. It's very urgent.
The circuits are busy west of Chicago, madam. There are several calls ahead of yours. I'll put it through as quickly as possible.
Let me speak to the chief operator, please.
Yes, madam. Just a moment, please. Chief Operator, Miss Milton speaking.
Operator, I'm calling San Francisco on a very urgent matter, and I've got to get through as quickly as possible.
Whom do you wish to call in San Francisco,
madam? No, Operator,
madam?
You don't understand. I gave all that information to the other operator. She said the circuits were busy. I just wanted to tell you why it was so important that my call be put through at once.
Yes, madam.
My name is Jack. Mrs. Leon Jack. My husband is Leon Jack.
And your phone number, madam?
Well, what difference is... It's Region 4-9970, but operator...
Region 4-9970?
Yes, operator. My husband... I don't know whether you read the papers or not, but my husband is being executed tonight for murder. For a murder that he didn't commit. Do you understand that?
Yes, madam.
Well, this man in San Francisco is the only one who can stop the execution. I've uncovered, quite by accident, I've uncovered new evidence. I've got to speak to Judge McLean quickly because the execution is... Well, it's in 20 minutes. Less than that now. And he's the only man that can make them stop. Operator, it's a matter of a man's life. Do you understand that?
I will see that your call is put through as quickly as possible.
Ahead of the others?
I'll do the best I can, madam.
Well, may I hold the line?
I'll call you, madam.
Oh, all right, but hurry, operator, hurry. Please, God. Let him be near a telephone. Don't let him be out. Please, please, God. 15 minutes more. Oh, God, help me. Please. Please, God. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Oh, God, don't let them kill Leon. He didn't do it. You know he didn't do it. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Leon never hurt anybody in his life. Please, God, let him save him. Oh, God, I love him so. Hello?
Your call to San Francisco, madam, for Judge J.C. McLean.
Yes, have you got him?
There is no Mr. McLean. I mean, no Judge McLean registered at the Golden State Hotel.
Operator, he must be registered. His wife said he always stayed there.
Well, just a moment, madam. I'll check them again. Hello, operator?
Yes, operator?
Would you check that name again, please? J.C. McLean. My party is sure that Judge McLean is registered.
They have no Judge McLean, operator. They have a Mr. McLean in 701 from Toledo, Ohio. That's the only McLean.
Operator?
Yes, madam?
That must be the right McLean. His wife told me just a minute ago that he was there. He always stays at the Golden State Hotel. Please have them check it again. And hurry, operator.
Just a moment, madam. Hello, operator.
For heaven's sake, what are you doing, operator?
Hello, operator. This is New York on circuit 412. Is it clear? Hello?
Hello, New York.
Operator, would you connect me with the room clerk of the Golden State Hotel, please? This is an urgent call.
Right.
What on earth are they doing?
Just a moment, sir. Hello, room clerk.
Oh, hello, sir. This is New York calling a Judge J.C. McLean. I believe you have a Mr. McLean registered from Toledo.
What is the name again, operator?
McLean. Capital M-C, capital L-E-A-N.
That's right, operator. Room 701.
This This is an urgent call, sir. Are you sure that he is not Judge J.C. McLean of New York City?
No, operator. Mr. McLean is from Toledo, all right. He stays here quite often.
Operator!
Just a moment, sir. Yes, madam?
Operator, can you find out if they sent Judge McLean to another hotel? He should have arrived sometime yesterday.
Just a moment, madam. Hello, sir.
Yes, operator?
Sir, can you tell me if the hotel has any record of... Well, I want to try to trace Judge McLean. If he applied for a room yesterday and you sent him to another hotel, would there be any record of that?
Well, would he have a reservation, operator?
Just a moment, sir. Did Judge McLean have a reservation, madam?
I don't know whether he had a reservation or not. I thought if the hotel was full and they'd sent him someplace else, they might know where, that's all.
Hello, sir?
Yes, operator?
My party doesn't know whether Judge McLean had a reservation or not.
No, he didn't have a reservation, operator. I have a reservation list here. There's nothing for Judge McLean.
Is there any way we can locate Judge McLean that you know of, sir? The call is urgent.
Urgent? It's a matter of life and death. What are you doing? Hello? Hello? Operator? What's the matter? Why didn't you...
I'm sorry, madam. There seems to be no way of tracing your party.
Oh, operator, what can I do? I just got to find them.
In case Judge McLean does register at the Golden State, madam, I can try in 20 minutes.
20 minutes? But I told you that... Oh, never mind. Let it go.
You wish to cancel the call,
yes,
madam?
Yes.
Let me have two lodges, please.
Just a moment, sir. Good evening, Brent Theater.
Oh, no! Oh, dear. Oh, dear God, help me, please. McLean. Eldorado 50599. Oh. It's Mrs. Jacks again.
Oh, yes,
I can't locate your husband. He's not at the hotel, not registered even.
Oh.
Is there any place else? Any other hotel where he might be?
Well, try my sister.
Sister?
Yes, it's Mrs. D.C. Elder, Cypress Drive. That's C-Y-P-R-U-S Drive, Oakland.
D.C. Elder.
Right.
Cypress Drive. Okay. All right, thanks.
Now, if he isn't there, she'll know where he is. I can't understand why he isn't at the hotel. He always stays there.
Thanks, Mrs. McLean. I have to hurry. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Long distance?
Let me speak to the chief operator, please.
Thank you, madam. Just a moment, please. Operator, Miss Milton speaking.
Operator, it's Mrs. Jacks again. I have a call to San Francisco again. I want to put it through again. I mean, it's Oakland.
Yes, madam.
It's to Mrs. D.C. Elder, Cypress Drive, Oakland.
D.C. Elder. Is that C-Y-P-R-E-S?
U.S., operator.
C-Y-P-R-U-S. Cypress Drive.
That's right. And, operator, hurry, please.
Yes, madam. Hold the line, please. Chicago. New York calling Oakland, operator.
Right.
Sir, it's a busy operator. Will you ring the operator?
Oh, just a moment, operator. I can take it now.
Oakland. Information, please, operator.
Right.
Information. Operator, the number of Mrs. D.C. Elder, Cypress Drive, New York calling.
Elder.
Just a moment, operator.
Right.
I have a D.C. Elder, 1138 Cypress Drive, Montclair Highlands. The number is... Lakers 3, 9136.
Right.
Thank you, operator.
Operator.
Lakers 3, 9136. New York calling, operator.
Lakers 3, 9136.
Mrs. D. C. Elder.
Mrs. D. C. Elder.
Right. You're still calling from Region 9, 4, 9, 7, 0.
No!
Pardon me, Region 4, 9, 9, 7, 0.
That's right, operator. And please hurry. what are they doing? Hello, operator? What are they... Operator, answer me!
We are ringing Lakers 3, 9136 for you, madam.
Oh, God. Please. There's less than 10 minutes left. Why don't they answer?
Hello, operator? Lakers 39136 is DA, operator. Right, operator. Hello, madam. They do not answer. I'm sorry. Shall I try them again in 20 minutes?
No! I told you, you stupid... Oh, what's the use? I won't give up. I'm nearly out of my mind.
Oh,
your sister's number doesn't answer. Oh, Mrs. McLean, is there nothing I can do?
Oh, Mrs. Jackson, I'm so sorry. I can't... Well, they're probably all out to dinner or cocktails or something. They're 3 or 4 hours behind our time out there, aren't they?
Mrs. McLean, what can I do?
There must be somebody else you can phone here. Surely they wouldn't go ahead with the execution if there was any reasonable doubt of... Well, if there was any new evidence...
I've been all through that, Mrs. McLean. I've tried to get the governor, but, oh, what's the use? The prison authority said your husband was the only one who... I'm nearly out of my mind. I can't stand
it. Mrs. Jackson, listen, please. My sister has very dear friends. Now, they live right across the street. It's just possible they might all be over there. Their name is Henderson.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Robert. Yes, that's right. It's Robert Henderson.
Henderson?
On Cypress Drive. Now, you phone them. In the meantime, I'll phone the governor's office in Albany.
No, Henderson?
Yes, that's right.
All right. I'll try. The chief operator, please, and hurry.
Yes, madam. Chief operator, Miss Milton speaking.
Operator, this is Mrs. Jacks again. Operator, see how quickly you can get me San Francisco again. I mean, Oakland. Robert Henderson. No, it's Mrs. Robert Henderson. Cypress Drive again, Oakland.
Mrs. Robert Henderson.
Why do you
Cypress
repeat
Drive,
everything?
Oakland.
Yes, that's right. And hurry, operator. Hurry.
Chicago. You're calling Oakland, operator.
Right.
Hold the line, operator.
Can't you tell him to hurry, operator? It's almost 10 minutes to 11, and it's at 11 o'clock. I told you how urgent this call is, operator. Can't they hurry it up or something?
We're putting your call through as quickly as possible, madam. Oakland. Information, please, operator.
Right.
Information. New York calling, operator. The number of Mrs. Robert Henderson, Cypress Drive.
Henderson?
On Cypress Drive, operator?
Yes, operator.
I have a Robert L. Henderson on Crasswood.
Oh, for goodness sake, how stupid. It's on Cypress Drive. Now, they're right across the street from my friend's sister. Now, you must have
them. Hello, operator. Yes, operator. Operator, Crasswood Road and Cypress Drive intersect. The houses might be like kitty corner from each other and yet be on different...
Yes, yes, that's it. Ring them and hurry, operator.
What is the Crasswood Road number, operator? That number is Lakehurst 3-8197. Right. Operator... Lakehurst 3-8197, New York calling, operator.
Lakehurst 3-8197, Mrs. Robert Henderson.
Mrs. Robert Henderson?
Right.
Are you still calling from Region 4?
Of course I'm still calling from Region 4-9970. Oh, for goodness sake, stop asking me stupid questions. Don't you understand that I'm trying to save a man's life?
Yes?
Mr. Henderson, I can't go into a long story. Do you know Judge McLean? I believe his wife's sister lives across the street from you. Well, it's very urgent that I contact Judge McLean at once.
Yes, I know Judge McLean. I drove him to the railway station this morning.
What?
He caught the West Coast Limited for...
Oh, Mr. Henderson, I'm in terrible trouble. I've got to locate Judge McLean.
Well, I don't see how you can. He took
Mr.
the train
Henderson,
at 10 this morning.
My husband is... He's being executed tonight for murder. A murder he didn't commit. Judge McLean was the judge, and I found there was a letter. A letter we couldn't find all during the trial. I found it tonight, quite by accident. And they told me at the prison that Judge McLean was the only man who could get them to put off the execution. If I don't get Judge McLean, they're going to kill Leon. I'm almost sick. I can't talk right now. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand. Wait a minute. Let me think.
Will I do? Oh, God, help me. I love him so. I'll die if they please.
What's your name?
Jack. Mrs. Leon Jack.
Now, listen, Mrs. Jacks. You might get Judge McLean at Dunsmuir. That's a town along the line. He phoned some friend to meet him there at the station. The train stops for 15 minutes. It's 5 minutes to 8 here now that the train arrived at Dunsmuir at 7:45. It'll be there now.
Oh, it's no use. I'll never get him.
Try it. Dunsmuir's a small station. The train will be in there now. It's worth a chance.
Dunsmuir?
D-U-N-S-M-U-I-R. The West Coast Limited is the train. And it's Dunsmuir, California. Try it. There's a chance.
All right. Hang up quickly. And thanks.
Have you finished, madam?
Is this the Oakland operator?
Yes, madam.
Operator, you may not be able to do this. A man's life is just hanging by. Operator, can you get me the railway station at Dunsmuir, California? The railway depot?
I can connect you with the Dunsmuir operator, madam. Just a moment, please. Dunsmuir, Oakland calling, operator. I have an urgent call here from New York City. Can you connect me with the railway station?
Yes, operator. The number is 395.
Can you connect me, operator?
Yes, operator. Just a minute.
Will you just talk to anyone there?
Yes, yes, anyone. Oh, God. If you've ever helped anyone, help me now. Leon's only got 3 minutes left. Oh, God.
Hello, sir. New York calling. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Is there a train in there now? The West Coast Limited?
What? Who is it?
Listen, whoever you are, listen. This is a terribly urgent call. I've got to locate a man who's on... Did the West Coast Limited just come in there to Portland?
The West Coast Limited is here now, madam. Just came in. Leaves again in...
Listen, there's a Judge McLean. Have you got that McLean?
McLean? Judge McLean, yeah.
He's on that train. I mean, he's in the station somewhere. He was meeting a friend of his who lives in Dunsmuir. Listen, if you can get Judge McLean to the phone, I'll give you $1,000.
What was that, lady? What's that about $1,000?
Oh, listen to me, McLean. Have you got that?
Yeah, you said that, McLean.
Judge McLean.
Yeah, Judge McLean.
Well, tell him, say that a letter. Tell him his wife's been killed, but get him!
Okay, lady. Okay, I'll try. Judge McLean! Urgent call for Judge McLean!
Judge McLean! Oh, hurry. What's he doing? Oh, Leon. They've done it. No. Oh, God, make them wait. Just a little longer, please. God, make them wait. Don't let them do it. Just 5 minutes more, God. Make their clock slow, God, anything.
Hello?
Hello? Judge McLean?
Yes? Yes? This is Judge McLean. Who is it? Where's my wife?
Judge McLean! There's nothing wrong with your wife. This is Mrs. Leon Jacks. Judge, I found the letter. You know, the letter, the one we couldn't find at the trial. It proves Leon and Hilliard were in Montreal that night, you know.
Listen,
Judge, they're executing Leon tonight right now. It may even be too late. You know what this letter means. The whole prosecution rested on the fact that we couldn't produce it. Well, I found it tonight, quite by accident. You understand? It proves Leon is innocent. You understand?
Yes, of course I understand. What time was the execution?
Now. 11 o'clock. They're doing it right now, this Thursday.
Get off the phone. I'll call the prison at once.
phone.
Too late. They've done it. I killed him. I should have found it before. Oh, Leon. Oh, Leon. I should have found it before. Oh, Leon. Leon. You don't need to tell me. I know you killed him. You killed the only man I have. Stop. Stop it. Stop it. Hello.
NBC Radio has presented Long Distance, an original radio drama written by Harry W. Drunken. The role of Mrs. Leon Jax was played by Jan Miner. A distinguished cast of radio artists supported Miss Miner in our 1964 production. They are Claudia Morgan, Grace Keddie, Virginia Payne, Mildred Clinton, Abby Lewis, Jane Amar, Jackson Beck, Carl Weber, William Griffiths, Bill Gray, and Frank Thomas Sr. Drama, The Experiment Number 2, presenting Harry W. Drunken's Long Distance, was an NBC Radio Network production, directed by Kenneth McGregor. Your narrator, Norman Rose. Meet the Press will return next Sunday, January 26th, when the guest will be another front page figure in the news.
Monitor news on the hour, next on the NBC Radio Network.